first, I would like to thank the scientific committee for this kind of opportunity to present this work. The aim of this talk is to present the dual descriptor, its physical basis, and the application to ground state and first excited state. The descriptor is called dual because is able to characterize the electrophilicity or nucleophilicity of the sites, atomic sites in the molecule. But the first point is why a new descriptor? And for the answer, we must go back in the 1960s when the two main theories to predict the outcome of a chemical reaction have been developed. The first one is the conservation of orbital symmetry from world of man. And the second one is the frontier molecular orbital theory. From Nietzsche Fukui, and those two theories are based on the symmetry of orbitals or the scene of the sign of the orbital. But on the other hand, Hohenberg and Kohn also demonstrate in the 60s that the electron density, which is always positive, carries as much information as the wave function. So the problem is how to get back the symmetry information. And that's why the dual descriptor has been designed for. So we will go very quickly through the theoretical ground. Then we will show one application of the dual descriptor. On the third part, we will show how the dual descriptor can be used for the first excited state. And then the presentation ends with some concluding remarks. So let's begin with the theoretical ground. This is the typical chart of the conceptual density functional theory descriptor, in which the dual descriptor can be defined either as the variation of the chemical hardness with respect to the external potential, or as the first derivative of the Fukui function with respect to the number of electrons. But the dual descriptor can also be defined as the second derivative of the electron density with respect to the number of the particles. And from this definition, and using the finite difference approximation, the dual descriptor can be easily computed as the difference between the density of the LUMO and the density of the HOMO. And from this, the sign of the dual descriptor has a chemical meaning. Indeed, position with a positive value of the dual descriptor have density of the LUMO higher than density of the HOMO, and therefore those sites are more electrophile than nucleophile. On the other hand, position with negative value of the dual descriptor has density of the HOMO now higher than density of the LUMO, and therefore those sites are more nucleophile than electrophile. And it's very obvious that the best interaction between two molecules are obtained when the interaction between the dual descriptor of two molecules are negative. This is favorable and positive unfavorable. So we will apply this methodology to one example. And the example is the reactivity of carbonyl compound, because it's a very rich reactivity. The carbonyl compounds have so a very rich reactivity. Indeed, the carbon of the carbonyl is the main subject of nucleophilic attack. The oxygen can bond and complex cationic metals, and the hydrated bonding to the alpha carbon is acid and can be removed by strong bases. So this is two maps of the dual descriptor for propanone and propanol. It can be easily seen that positive value of the dual descriptor are mainly centered on the carbon of the carbonyl and at a lower extent to the hydrogen bonded to the alpha carbon. So this is in agreement with the chemical result. And it can be seen that the negative value of the dual descriptor are mainly centered on the oxygen. So the oxygen is the main target of electrophiles. But more importantly, the dual descriptor is also able to describe stereochemistry. As for instance, the Dunitrogy attack. Generally, it is believed that nucleophile attack carbonyl, the group, the carbon of the carbonyl group, with an angle about 90 degrees with respect to the plan of the group. But as a matter of fact, the angle is more important. It's between 107 to 110. And this fact has been explained by Nguyen Phong An through frontier molecular orbital theory. And this is very important because this is the starting point of several asymmetric fin phases. So using the dual descriptor, it is possible to rationalize this fact using the interaction between the dual descriptor of both molecules. This is ethanamine and this is the propanol. And the best angle is obtained when the stabilizing interaction are maximized, while the destabilizing interaction are minimized. And this is why the angle increases. So the dual descriptor is now used regularly by different groups, and a very important application of the dual descriptor and its air analog has been realized by Paul Gillings and Paul Ayers about the rationalization of the woodboard of bamboos. And to get the whole picture of the woodboard of bamboos, it is needed a description of the first excited state is needed. So how to describe the first excited state. So from a very qualitative point of view, the first excited state is obtained when one electron is promoted from the HOMO to the LUMO. And in this case, those orbitals are exchanged. And therefore, the dual descriptor for the first excited state is merely the opposite of the one of the ground state. And in this case, positive value of the dual descriptor are now nucleophile, while negative value are now electrophile. So the chemical criterion is the exact opposite from the first case. If there is one molecule in the ground state and one molecule in the excited state, this is exactly the opposite. So we have applied this methodology to 2 plus 2 photocycloaddition between the acrolein and one alkane substituted by electron donating group and one alkane substituted by an electron with borane group. In the first case, the major product is obtained when the substituents are on the opposite side, and on the second case when the substituents are on the same side. So we have calculated dual descriptor for the acrolein, which is the one at the excited state, and the alkane on the ground state, and using the best interaction between the dual descriptor, we have obtained the major product. So this is in agreement with experimental results. So a few words of conclusion about the dual descriptor. The dual descriptor have several advantages. For example, there is very good discrimination between the reactive sites. It has a very interesting possibility in the study of stereoselectivity. One does not need to know a priori the velocity of each reactant, which act as a nucleophile and which act as an electrophile. And finally, it had some capability to explore the first excited set and maybe low excited states. So finally, I would like to thank different people who have critically contributed to the development of the dual descriptor, from Lyon, Professor Ange Richermet, from Brussels. I'm sorry, Professor Gain, the picture is blurred. I don't know why. Okay. Paul Ayers, of course, Vanessa Labbé, which is a former PhD student in our group, and she is now with Professor Goldhoffman in Ithaca, and a long-standing collaboration with Professor Alejandro Toron. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you to apply also conceptual functional density theory to the excited state. It's exciting, this. So is the communication is open to discussion. Yes.
Back at the Ghent University, Belgium. I have a question, or Well, anyway, I have a question. when it comes to the dual descriptor, I have a bit of a problem because you analyze, I think, mainly pictures. Yes. Did you numerically compute these integrals, and did they, were they in agreement? Because with these pictures, you depend on your eigencontour value to see whether it matches or not. If you compute the integral, which is, well, you just need two electron integrals, you can evaluate it numerically. Have you done that?
But I really need to do that. That's in the, I was in TFT in September in Lyon, and the question, I had exactly the same question. That's right. I need to evaluate the integral to be sure. This is only a kind of frontier molecular orbital picture. We are using the same thing, but you are right. We need to evaluate this.
It will depend very much on how you compute your Fukui functions, because I did it numerically, and it almost never works. It almost never gives the thing that you expect. So, but that doesn't mean that your dual descriptor point of view is wrong, but it might depend critically on how you compute your Fukui functions. And if you do it with a finite difference, you might open a can of worms. So I think that's tricky.
Some other question?
No? Well, we thank you again.